AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. and Iran are disagreeing over whether Tehran has agreed to allow U.N. inspectors into their nuclear sites. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
Yesterday, Vice President Vance said that was agreed to during talks in Switzerland.
That is a major milestone for the American people.
But today, Iran's foreign ministry said U.N. inspectors are not scheduled to see nuclear sites the U.S. bombed last year.
They're wrong. They know they're wrong. They told us inside, and we have it down 100% inspections.
President Trump says if Iran had not agreed, he'd cut off talks. Asked when the inspections will happen,
there's no rush, but they'll be on the ground at the appropriate time.
The dispute came as a UN agency announced an emerging plan to break the Strait of Hormuz bottleneck by evacuating some 11,000 stranded seafarers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For the 10th time, the Senate will vote on a war powers resolution to block military action against Iran. President Trump says he believes 5 or 6 people have been arrested in connection with what he calls vandalism at the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool.
Somebody went in with a knife and cut it. They cut it up good. And then they cut a 350-foot slip in the form of lots of little slips, a real horrible stuff. And they destroyed the grass.
The president made the claim without any supporting evidence. The AP verified one man was arrested after touching the already peeling paint as federal workers tried to deal with an algae bloom in the water. The U.S. is easing its restrictions on Iran's World Cup team. The squad can travel into the country 2 days before its next match. The team is based in Tijuana, Mexico. This is AP News. The AP's Julie Walker reports the government opposes a plan to auction more than 100 artifacts found at the wreck of the Titanic.
Georgia-based RMS Titanic has exclusive salvage rights to the famous wreck in the North Atlantic. It's extracted dishware, gold coins, and even pieces of the ship's hull, and wants to sell some of those artifacts for the first time, despite previous agreements to only display them at museums and traveling exhibitions. The government argues that plan violates existing court orders and agreements. The company says it doesn't. Meanwhile, items saved by survivors and rescuers have been sold for big money. I'm Julie Walker.
Sources tell the AP the NHL is exploring potential expansion into Texas, with Houston and Austin among the possibilities. The NCAA approves new eligibility rules for Division I athletes, allowing 5 years in a 5-year span to lessen the chaos of the transfer portal. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.